This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve 2008. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Sean Crawford looks at the decision yesterday by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to appoint former Attorney General Roland Burris to the vacant U.S. Senate seat. And we'll have a look at the forecast for the next couple of days, but first a look at today's news. Governor Blagojevich has defied the wishes of state and federal lawmakers by attempting to fill Illinois' vacant U.S. Senate seat. Hours before the announcement yesterday, Senate leaders in Washington said they'd block the appointment of former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Jesse White said he'd refused to file paperwork to confirm Burris. The empaneled governor is accused of trying to sell that same Senate seat. Meanwhile, Governor Blagojevich is asking people not to let the allegations against him taint the man he's appointed to fill the Senate seat, but State Representative Chapin Rose says that's exactly the problem with anyone the governor might have appointed. Rose, who serves on the Illinois House Impeachment Committee, says Burris may be a great guy, but the Mahomet Republican says it was clear during yesterday's news conference that his qualities were overshadowed by the corruption charges hanging over Governor Blagojevich.
The problem is, no matter who he appointed, you're going to have what happened today. Well, I see on such and such a date, your law firm gave a contribution to the governor's office. Well, I see on such and such a date, you represented the state of Illinois in this action. You received a state contract. I mean, you could have been the greatest lawyer and given the best piece of legal advice ever, and the fact that it's associated with Rod Blagojevich is a problem.
Rose blasted Democrats for adjourning this month's special legislative session without passing legislation to hold a special election to choose a new senator to succeed Barack Obama. He says that would have prevented yesterday's appointment from happening. Governor Blagojevich made a similar comment at yesterday's news conference, saying he was required to appoint a new senator because lawmakers had failed to approve a special election. Champaign Senator Mike Frericks, meanwhile, says he's disappointed the governor would even defy his own attorney's comments and proceed with a Senate appointment. The Democrat says he has a lot of respect for Burris and that he served the state admirably. But Frericks says he's disappointed the former attorney general would attempt to accept this appointment. He says Governor Blagojevich was also trying to fix his tainted reputation with the announcement.
This is more about the governor trying to appoint someone that he thinks won't be objected to by the United States Senate so he can maintain his relevance. But I think that it was very good to see Harry Reid, the United States Senate Secretary of State, say that they are not interested in seating anyone appointed by this governor.
Frericks says he's heard reports of Burris contributing about $14,000 to the governor's campaign fund, but says that shouldn't be a concern. Both Illinois Secretary of State and leaders in the U.S. Senate say they'll prevent Roland Burris from becoming that new senator, but as Amanda Vinicky reports, there's a question about whether or not that's possible and legal.
Now that the governor has made his selection, it's up to Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White to certify the appointment. Typically, White would sign a document and affix it with the state seal. But White says because of the controversy surrounding Blagojevich, he won't do it. His spokesman, Henry Haupt, says White has that authority.
Legal counsel has researched the matter and determined that there are no constitutional or statutory provisions requiring the Secretary of State to sign a document.
But it brings up legal questions, like what discretion does White have, and what does his not finishing the process mean? There are also uncertainties about what happens if U.S. Senate leaders follow through and refuse to seat Burris. Here's Illinois House Republican leader Tom Cross.
Can he still be a United States senator, collect a salary, and maybe not come to the Senate floor? I don't think anybody really knows the ramifications of not seating somebody.
Burris is refusing to take no for an answer. He says a legal team will look into the matter. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Congressman Danny Davis says he turned down an offer from embattled Governor Blagojevich to appoint him to the Senate seat vacated by Barack Obama. Davis told the Associated Press he met with an emissary of the governor twice last week. After thinking the proposal over, the Chicago Democrat says he turned the seat down at the second meeting. Davis says the atmosphere is too poisoned and he wouldn't feel comfortable with the appointment. Davis praises Burris's appointment and says he wholeheartedly supports it. He says he doesn't know if Blagojevich offered the seat to others. The governor's controversial move to fill the Senate vacancy puts the spotlight on the veteran Illinois politician. Roland Burris was the first African American elected statewide in 1978 when he won a race for comptroller. He served three terms in that office and one as attorney general. Author and former political reporter Taylor Pensino has known Burris for years. He says it came as a surprise to hear the 71-year-old Burris was the pick for the Senate seat.
Roland always had, obviously, designs on on either the governorship or possibly a United States Senate seat, and maybe he feels that better late than never, he can still add to his resume a United States Senate seat, assuming he's seated out in Washington.
Pensano says Burris has a good reputation, but adds that could be damaged. If the Senate refuses to let him take office, before becoming an office holder, Burris was a member of Illinois Governor Dan Walker's administration in the 1970s. More recently, he's been attorney in private practice and a lobbyist. Burris lives in Chicago, but grew up in the southern Illinois town of Centralia. And again, we'll have much more coming up on yesterday's announcement from Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford. Illinois American Water says it turned on its new water treatment plant northwest of Champaign yesterday. The $51 million plant is now delivering water to Illinois American customers in Champaign County. The new water plant joins two other treatment facilities serving Illinois American's Champaign district. The company says it's needed to meet the area's growing water needs, but the project has come in for criticism. The city of Champaign signed a pre-annexation agreement with Illinois American, allowing the plant to be built 2 miles outside the city's borders. And Illinois American imposed a 47% rate hike for Champaign County customers this year to help pay for the new plant. For the latest newscast online, go to WIOL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich faces charges that include trying to profit from naming a new U.S. senator. But even so, Blagojevich went ahead and chose a successor to Barack Obama. The move has brought criticism and could wind up forcing the state into a legal fight, as Sean Crawford reports.
Blagojevich's attorney recently said his client had no intention of making the Senate appointment in light of the allegations against him. But there was Rod Blagojevich Monday taking advantage of the authority he still has.
So I'm here today to announce that I am appointing Roland Burris as the next United States Senator from Illinois.
That's the same Roland Burris who served 3 terms as state controller and 1 as attorney general. Through the years, he's had unsuccessful bids for U.S. Senate, governor, and Chicago mayor. But Burris is a pioneer in Illinois politics, the first African American to hold a statewide office. Burris came out publicly in recent days, saying he wanted the appointment even as many other hopefuls shied away from the scandal-plagued governor. Talking to reporters in Chicago, Burris explained his position.
It is incomprehensible that the people of the great state of Illinois will enter the 111th Congress shorthanded.
But if Burris's appointment is simply to fill the seat, the action may fail to accomplish the goal. Democratic leaders in the U.S. Senate have reiterated their plan not to admit Blagojevich's choice. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White also says he won't sign off on the governor's decision as required by law. While some feel those roadblocks are legal, others have raised questions, and Burris himself says his legal team is looking into the matter. Any attempt to keep him out of the U.S. Senate could wind up facing a court challenge and might further delay Illinois from getting that additional voice in Congress. Blagojevich's controversial decision to move forward with the appointment caught many off guard. That includes incoming Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio of Lamont.
I am literally stunned at the governor's gall in doing this appointment, knowing full well that the people of Illinois are ready to move on. The U.S. Senate communicated with him that they don't intend to seat someone he appoints, and yet he continues to attempt to run the show.
Redonio and other Republicans, as well as some Democrats, backed the idea of a special election, but lawmakers never took up the measure, claiming there were concerns over the cost. Republicans say it was all politics, as Democrats were concerned voters might have chosen their party. Blagojevich, who is the target of ongoing impeachment hearings, took a shot at his fellow Democrats, blaming them for forcing his hand.
In the absence of any other law that would have given the people of Illinois a chance to be able to elect the successor to the United States Senate. And when the legislature didn't act on the legislation they said they were considering, which I supported, which would have given the people the right to be able to elect the next senator, failing that, then it's the governor's responsibility to fill the vacancy.
the issue becomes more clouded as race now figures into the process. Burris would be the only African-American in the U.S. Senate, and a black congressman from Chicago, Bobby Rush, says he'll rally the black caucus to support Burris.
We need to have not just one African-American in the U.S. Senate. We need to have many African-Americans in the U.S. Senate. So I applaud the governor for his decision. And I would ask you to not hang or lynch the appointee.
Congressman Rush says this issue is bigger than just Illinois. He says it's of national importance. Blagojevich's attorney has tried to create concern impeachment might be a rush to judgment. The governor's latest action might force lawmakers to pick up the pace. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region today, becoming partly sunny, breezy and colder with a high of 29 degrees. We'll have wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour this morning. Mostly clear tonight, the low 17. Partly to mostly sunny and breezy, the high near 40. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 24. And partly sunny on Friday with a high of 32 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 31st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.